Chairs No Waiting, episode number 754. What's Mayberry Days like? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Guys, go over there and get them. They've got the 2024 Andy Griffith Show wall calendars. Go and grab yourself one. They also have the Mayberry Day-by-Day Flipbook calendars for 2024, and they are shipping now, so you can go and get both calendars, one for your wall, one for your desk. And while you're there, you might want to check out some of the great books. One of them is The Essential Mayberry, which is the follow-on to Mayberry 101. It's something you won't want to miss. Tons of new books over there. Check out WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer for episode number 754 is Terry Neiman, and the Patreon patrons of the week for 754 are Bob and Pat Mundy. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Houston, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always great to be in Mayberry with you. You know, here we are already a minute and a half into the show, and I'm just getting started. We've been to Mayberry Days this past week and had a great time. Got back late as I record this on Sunday night. We got back about 6 p.m. From our drive home from Mount Airy, North Carolina. But wow, we had a great time. What a great time. The whole weekend was great. We had a little bit of rain on Saturday, but it all cleared off and it was cloudy, but nice most of the rest of the day. So it didn't dampen the spirits of those who were in attendance. I think we all had a great time. And what we're going to do tonight is I'm not going to give you a full report. I'm not giving you a full report about Mayberry Days because I really want to hear from you. If you went to Mayberry Days, I would love for you to call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a message about your experience during Mayberry Days. I can always tell you what I did, but I'm in a little bit different situation because you probably know that I dress up like Floyd the Barber and run around during Mayberry Days being the MCs and making people laugh, signing autographs, doing all that kind of stuff. Well, that's probably a slightly different perspective than most people who get to attend Mayberry Days. The tribute artist, we're all kind of busy running around and having fun doing what we're doing, but you guys get to do so much more or different things. And anything that you're at the same thing with us, you've got a completely different perspective. So I would like to hear from you. Because me, I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. You may have noticed. I don't know. But I love hearing from fellow fans because Mayberry Days is such a special event. And, you know, we had somebody write a wonderful, wonderful essay almost, I would call it. Rebecca Spears, who's in our chat rooms on Monday nights when I do this live and record, she wrote a great, great article. What's Mayberry Days like? Is what she wrote. So then we're going to read that here in just a second. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. We're going to play some trivia, not Mayberry Days trivia, just regular plain old trivia, because I don't want you, I don't want to do the Mayberry trivia yet. We're going to just keep easing into that. We're going to do some episodes in the near future about Mayberry Days trivia. I would like to do next week a report on Mayberry Days completely so you can see things. If you watch the video, you'll be able to see pictures and everything. But I would really, really like to hear from you. So definitely, please, if you can, take time to either write me at floyd@imayberry.com or call me at the phone number that I told you, or go over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there because there's a way to do it right there as well. So 888-684-8415 or head over and I would love to hear from you. You can even, if you would like to, on your phone, you can do record and record yourself talking and then email me the recording. That would work fine too. However you'd like to do it to get it to me. All right, so guys, I'm going to get us a little background music to listen to this. There we go. A little bit of background music just to kind of give us a little atmosphere. And folks, we're going to just talk about what's Mayberry Days like. I get asked all the time, what's Mayberry Days like? So close your eyes and imagine. Imagine going to a concert where tickets are $35 each and hearing at the door, "Oh, I had 5 tickets, but there are only 4 of us. So if anyone else needs one, just let them use mine." Imagine having a random couple switch out taking your photos Thursday at the mural of Andy Griffith and then hugging them tight on Saturday night and saying, "Y'all be careful going home and we'll see you next year." Imagine sitting next to one with physical limitations who traveled all the way from Idaho to be in Mayberry for the first time. So you make fast friends and share your email address to keep in touch. His brother had even made him a special Mayberry Day suspenders for the occasion. Imagine someone tossing you a line and you just complete the dialogue right back and forth all weekend long. Imagine walking in the rain in the drenched parade, because it rained, guys. Imagine walking in a rain-drenched parade with others just to see the smile on people's faces. Imagine sitting in the rain to wave at folks who dressed up as characters from a 60-year-old TV show. Imagine having special friendships with folks you literally see twice a year, but you pray about them and with them when they're sick or suffering. You celebrate joy with them. You mourn with them. And they do the same for you. Imagine spending hours making a special project to donate and having your friends or even strangers treasure it. I know I own such a treasured piece. Imagine being surprised by thoughtful gifts from friends and people who are just merely acquainted with you just because they wanted to give you something, a little piece of their heart. Imagine laughter all day long. Just laughter. And smiles so wide, your cheeks are hurting. Imagine going to purchase a half a yard of ribbon from a shop owner, and he tells you to, just put it in your pocket when you ask him how much it costs. Imagine meeting Hollywood stars who are so down to earth and truly humbled to meet you, their fans. Imagine seeing family members of a writer from the past cry because you tell them how much their father has affected you by the words he wrote on an old TV show, writing a contract job. Imagine a simpler time, a sweeter place, a lesson, a laugh, a father and a son. Because Mayberry is not just a place in North Carolina or a fictionalized TV show. It's in your heart. It's in your soul, and it's in the hearts and soul of so many other people. And I am a better person because of it. Well, well said. I mean, I can tell you, thank you, Rebecca, for letting me use that. I can tell you that I got stuff. I got barber socks. From not just one person, but from two. They just gave them to me. So I'd have barber socks with scissors and barber poles and combs and everything on it. I got 5 pair of them. I've got enough to wear them every day to work now. I got things given to me, like a drawing of Floyd the Barber and Howard Sprague. Cool print. I got that. Folks that come to Mayberry Days are amazing people. And you do only see them once or twice a year, maybe. But they are special. And it is like a huge family reunion of people who love the Andy Griffith Show. I know I talk about it a lot, but I definitely want to encourage that you go to Mayberry Days if you have an opportunity. Now, I'm also going to say a lot of these same wonderful people go to the other Mayberry events, whether it's the Mayberry Cruise or Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg, the big Mayberry events. They're coming up in Granville, Tennessee next year, the Mayberry Retreat. These wonderful people are all over the place for you to get to meet and be a part of that, well, family of Mayberry folks. And I just hurt that there are so many people out there that love the Andy Griffith Show that don't know the joy of being able to attend these events. There are people, our friend Emmett, that's usually in our chat room, he lives down pretty far south down in Florida, and he can't make it. He can't make it to Mayberry Days. But boy, I know he wants to. And it's always fun for him to be able to do that when he can. But hopefully, these kind of little reports and staying in touch with people through the internet or maybe through other ways helps all of you that can't attend feel a part of it, because you are. Just because you're not at the events don't make you separated from those of us who are, because there were a lot of people that weren't at Mayberry Days this year that got talked about at Mayberry Days, and not in a bad way. So just because you can't attend the events doesn't mean you're not there with us in spirit, because we've got a lot of Mayberry family out here, and we'd like for you to be a part of it. One way you can do it is right here on the internet with me, right? So you're here. You can be a part of the podcast community by heading over to twochairsnowaiting.com. You can do things there. You can leave comments. You can be in the live shows when I record them on Monday nights. And we've got 36 people in the main chat room. We've got people also over on YouTube in the chat room, and people on Facebook chatting tonight as I record this live. So even if you can't go to the Mayberry events, this is kind of an event. Now, I won't pretend that the podcast is as fun as going to one of the big events and Mayberry events, but they are, but it is a place to connect. And that's what I'm trying so hard to do, is help us all connect and have fun, because boy, this is good, clean fun visiting, talking about the Andy Griffith Show. And I want to thank all of you who came up to me during Mayberry Days, came up to Floyd and told me that they listened to the podcast. There were so many people this year at Mayberry Days that I'm so encouraged about, that it was their first time. They'd never been before. Some of them were saying, hey, I listened to your podcast. I wanted to come and see what this is about. I love it. I'm coming back. There were people that watched the Mayberry Man movie that also were reporting, I watched the movie. I didn't know there were events like this. And so I looked it up and found out about Mayberry Days. So here I am. That's why they were there. So that's a goal met, that we're spreading the spirit of Mayberry in one way or another. So that was all great, great news to me. And it was a little bit damp on Saturday because the hurricane that was going up the east coast of the United States, we were getting the outer waves, bands of it. But it only rained. It only sprinkled during the parade. It didn't come a heavy rain. And it was luckily not windy. The rain was falling pretty straight. So with an umbrella, you stay pretty dry. My toes got wet, or the shoes did. But you stayed fairly dry. And it was okay. Everybody that was on the parade route on Saturday morning were smiling, laughing, taking pictures with people, and seemed to be having a good time. And that was definitely true throughout the rest of the event. And I will give you a report on that in the weeks to come here. But again, I even had somebody give me some Jack Benny Show episodes that have Howard McNear in them. So I haven't got to watch that yet. So, John, thank you for that. And we just have, there's just so many things. I probably got some more stuff that I'm not telling you about yet. But it was a great event. Kicked off on Wednesday. We got to watch the Mayberry Man, the series, for the very first time. It was the premiere for those people that had donated to help make the series. So we had a wonderful time doing that. Randy Turner was there. Spirit Walker was in town. It was great. So I am so happy for everybody that got to come. I'm sorry for those of you who couldn't, but don't feel like you're not part of it. So even if you didn't go to this year's Mayberry Days, I'd like to hear from you. You could give a report and talk about it. I got a policeman, which I don't have it here with me, so I'm not going to, he gave me his card and a patch. And he told me he listens to it all the time. Thank you very much. We'll talk about that next week, probably. But folks, it was just that kind of thing. Lydia did such a great job, Rebecca, of capturing just some of the things that make Mayberry Days itself so special. So thank you, Lydia, for letting me use your words. I hope you hope folks will thank her when they see her, or if you're online with her, be sure to thank her for capturing what I think was the spirit of exactly what Mayberry Days is like. So thank you. All right, guys, let's play some Mayberry trivia. Now, again, this is not going to be the hard trivia. So this is just the trivia. So if you're ready, pull out a pencil and a piece of paper, or just remember the questions. These are, this one's a true and a false question. Thelma Lou graduated with Andy and Barney. True or false? Thelma Lou graduated with Andy and Barney. True or false? So the answer is true. Wow, she did. If she graduated with Andy and Barney, on later episodes, they talk about her meeting Barney at Milton Blair's funeral. I don't think that's true. So, guys, what do you think? Jim Sherrill, or Mayberry Trivia, he says that's not right. Because I don't think they went to school together. I'm going to say false. False is the answer. So, if you said false, I think that is correct. I don't think they did graduate together. Well, but then later, I tell you what, I'm going to give you the answer whether you said true or false. Because later, in the class reunion episode, when the color, she came back to the reunion. So that means she was in their class. Their class couldn't have been big enough that he didn't already know her and met her at Wilton Blair's funeral. So he couldn't have gone to school with her. But yet later, he did. So I'm giving you the answer as being correct, no matter what you got. So you got one answer right off the bat. And if you said true and false, then you get double answer. Good job. True and false. All right. Question number two. Who took flying lessons on the Andy Griffith Show? What character took flying lessons? What character took flying lessons? Everybody know this one? This is color. It's color. So you got folks in the chat room are happy about getting one question right already. What character took flying lessons? The answer is Aunt B. Aunt B took flying lessons. Question number three. What was the Little League team name? What was the Mayberry Little League team name? What was the Mayberry Little League team name? What was the Mayberry Little League team name? Okay, you can pause if you don't want to know yet. But the answer is the Mayberry Giants. It was the Giants. The Giants. Number four. How much money was in the purse that Opie found? I'll give you a multiple choice on this. How much money was in the purse that Opie found? How much money? Was it $100, $50, $20, or $10? How much money was in the purse that Opie found? He went on a spending spree. That's what that boy did. It was, the answer, $50. $50 is correct. $50 is the correct answer. That was number four. Number five, it's true or false again. True or false. Mount Pilot beat Mayberry in Little League Baseball. True or false? Mount Pilot beat Mayberry in Little League Baseball. Now, I only know of one episode where this happened, so there could be another episode where there was a Little League game, but this is the same one we just heard of just a minute ago. Mount Pilot beat Mayberry in Little League Baseball. True or false? The answer is true. Is true, because why? I better not ask her that, because it might be a question here. Let's see. No, it was because Andy called Opie out. And photographic evidence by Helen, Andy was incorrect. He got the call wrong. There's a podcast episode about that. If you want to go back and listen and look at the pictures, because I've got them. I got the evidence. All right, number six. Who was the sheriff without a gun? Oh, come on. Who was the sheriff without a gun? Guys, come on. Come on. You got this one, right? It wasn't Matt Dillon. No, he was not even a sheriff. He wasn't even a sheriff. Who was the sheriff without a gun? Well, it was Andy. Andy Taylor was the sheriff without a gun. Number seven. What famous line was on whose? I'm sorry. Whose famous line was on my word as a gentleman? Whose famous line was on my word as a gentleman? Whose line was that? Whose famous line was on my word as a gentleman? Okay. You probably know this one. The answer is the famous line on my word as a gentleman was spoken by Gentleman Dan Caldwell. All right. Number eight. What musical instrument did Barney play? Okay. What musical instruments did Barney play? What musical instruments did Barney play? Was it A, cymbals, B, bongo drums, or C, harmonica? What musical instruments did Barney play? Cymbals, bongo drums, or harmonica? Okay, folks in the chat room are chiming in. The answer is all of those. All of them. He played all of the above. Oh, good job. I saw somebody got it right in the chat room. I won't call him out, Kentucky Mike. I mean, somebody. Folks are getting it in the chat room. So it was all of those. Barney played all of those. He played the bongo drums. He played the cymbals. And, of course, he played the harmonica to lead the goat out of town, remember? All right, so that's number eight. We got a little bit of time. Let's play some more. What do you think? Four more. Here we go. So this is number nine. Goober was a baseball umpire. True or false? Goober was a baseball umpire. True or false? True or false? Goober was a baseball umpire. The answer, you can always pause if you don't want to hear it yet. Goober was a baseball umpire. The answer is, that's false. No, he wasn't. He was not an umpire. Number 10. What Little League umpire made the call that caused Mayberry's team to lose to Mount Pilot? See, I should always just stay quiet. Of course, if you weren't paying attention, you might not get this. What Little League umpire made a call that caused Mayberry's team to lose to Mount Pilot. Come on, you know this one. So here comes the answer. What Little League umpire made a call that caused Mayberry's team to lose to Mount Pilot? Yeah, it was Andy. Yep. I already gave that away. I knew I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have said anything. Just stay quiet. All right, number 11. The businessman special at the diner was a hollowed out tomato stuffed with what? Oh, this is hard. I wouldn't have known this one. The businessman's special at the diner was a hollowed out tomato stuffed with what? Do you know that one? I didn't know this one. I wouldn't have got this. So here comes the answer. The businessman's special at the diner was a hollowed out tomato stuffed with avocado and raisins. That doesn't sound good to me. Therapeutic. They got it right in the chat room, guys. So if you're listening, you know, you need to show up on Monday nights and join in the chat room so you can learn like me. I would have not got that. Good job, folks in the chat room. All right. And our final question for this episode, number 12, who said of Barney, he can't sing a lick. He can't sing a lick. Who said that about Barney? He can't sing a lick. I'm not going to give you. This is supposed to be a multiple choice. Not giving it to you. Who said of Barney, he can't sing a lick? Do you know? The answer is he can't sing a lick. It was Thelma Lou. Thelma Lou said that. Thelma Lou said Barney can't sing a lick. He's a good man. I want to be the father of my children, but he can't sing. Not a lick. So, all right, guys. So how did you do? Did you get 12? Did you get any number less than that? You got at least one. I know you did. And I gave you another answer accidentally early. So Carl is the person who gave me this cool police badge that I have. So Carl, thank you so much for, I got his card and everything right here. So he's in Connecticut. I mean, it's pretty cool. Very cool. He said he listens to the podcast and thanked me for doing it. And thank you, Carl, for listening, and all of you guys as well. So thank you for all the time that you have suffered and listened to me. There were people that came up to me during the Mayberry days that said they listened to the podcast on their drive to Mayberry days. And I said, I'm sorry. Because they listened to it the whole way there, some of them. And I was like, oh my goodness. Thank you for doing that. That is very humbling, extremely humbling for me that you spent however many hours in the car listening to podcast episodes. But thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. So nice of you all. Folks, again, I'd love to hear from you next week. So give me a call. All right. So you can, basically that's your current assignment. So I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415. Drop over at twochairsnowaiting.com and click the voicemail that's right there on the side. You can click that and come straight in and leave comments that way. That works perfect. You can record it on your phone and mail it to me, email it to me. But there's lots of ways to do this. Like I said, you can just head over there and click on the leave a voicemail button there on the side. You'll see it's big blue. You can't miss it on the page. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Folks, I would love to hear from you. Mayberry Days was great. I had a great time. I hope you did as well. So definitely come back next week and let's hear reports from you as we move forward. I've got to go this weekend up to Danville, Indiana for the second premiere showing of the Mayberry Man the series. So I'm excited about that. So hopefully I'll see some of you there. I'm not going to go out to California. I don't plan to, but I'll be in Danville on Saturday as well. It should be a lot of fun. May even have some, definitely would love to see you if you're there. Come up and tell me hi. I'll be Alan there. Folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.